Welcome to the Abundant Life Church Sermon of the Week. We hope you enjoy this message by our guest speaker. For more information about Abundant Life Church, please visit www.abundantlifechurch.org.
All right, Ephesians 4:32. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, have forgiven you. I'm going to speak on living a life of forgiveness. Jesus, I pray tonight, God, as I minister the word that you have given me, God, I ask you, Father, for your anointing and your power, God. Touch people tonight, God, as they receive your word, God. I pray, God, the anointing fall right now, that I'm just a vessel, God, used for your glory and your purpose only, God. I praise and I give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Living a life of forgiveness. God forgave us our sins, so we need to forgive others. If you're living a life of forgiveness, you can live your life more freely, you can live your life more abundantly, and you can live your life more clearly. You see, spiritual transformation is when you have true forgiveness. And you're truly forgiving that person. It's changing in the heart. And that is where spiritual transformation happens. Do you have a forgiving spirit? You see, Jesus models forgiveness for us on the cross. He said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." So we're going to model what Jesus did on the cross. Let's turn to Matthew 6:14-15. Matthew 6:14-15. It says, For if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. The first part here, it's talking about the practice of forgiveness. Then it's talking about the power when you forgive, because that's powerful. That because the power is when you forgive somebody, Jesus will also forgive you. I don't know about you, but that's pretty powerful. I want to be forgiven because I'm going to also forgive, because I want to be forgiven for what I maybe said or what that person was said. Not forgiving someone is holding on to the issue and not allowing it to be released from your heart. Then it continues to grow in your heart. It continues to affect your life, and it will make it harder to live your life to your fullest potential. Always having a problem attached to your heart, this becomes bitterness. And it becomes less that you're loving people, less that you're caring for people, and eventually it can destroy you. It will affect your whole outlook on life. It's that hidden thing that is attached to your heart. And your heart affects everything and everything you do. It's amazing. I'm blown away sometimes on how people do not release forgiveness. I have seen people that were destroyed. It destroyed their life because they refuse to ask for forgiveness. Jesus wants us to forgive. Live a life of forgiveness. It's so important. Don't let your salvation be destroyed by it. It will slowly eat at your soul, and it will affect your walk with God. I'm telling you, it will affect your walk with God, because I have seen it firsthand of people that have been affected by unforgiveness, and it truly affect them. they were holding on to it for a long, long time. Actually, it took them probably about 10 years. 10 years. And it slowly ate at their life, and it destroyed them to the point that they had to say, I need to figure what's going on in my life. And they needed to ask for forgiveness. It's so important. So important. So don't let unforgiveness lose your salvation. There are people out there with unforgiveness. And it starts small, but then it becomes bitterness. And they try to destroy. Sometimes people even just try to destroy somebody's image. And they start out talking bad about somebody. It's starting to create more issues. And then it goes down the road of destruction. You're rebuking without forgiving. You see, rebuking is criticism because someone's actions or behaviors. We need to live a life of forgiveness. You see, Jesus gives us the strength to forgive somebody that has hurt us. Being humble is one key to helping your forgiveness. You can't believe you're superior to someone. So being humble is one of the keys to asking for forgiveness, because you can't be superior to someone. Some people say, I can't get past my anger towards that person. Remember, Jesus said to show love towards people. He will give you the strength to overcome that anger once you release the forgiveness from your heart. This will help you with the anger, because the problem is not attached to your heart anymore once you release that forgiveness. To withhold forgiveness or give forgiveness is where it's equal on the amount of pain it can cause someone's life. You think you have pain, just think of the pain that Jesus took, the nails in his hands and feet. We cannot have enough pain to not ask forgiveness. Now let's turn to Luke 17, 1 through 6. Luke 17, 1 through 6. It says, then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible but that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanging around his neck and he cast it into the sea, than that he should offend one of the little ones. Take heed to yourself. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive thee. Forgive him. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if ye have faith of a grain of a mustard seed, ye might say to this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up and by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. In this passage of scripture, Jesus is speaking here, and if you care about the person's soul, then you want to bring out correction. So they do so that you not, so you're leading down that path that is leading down destruction. Notice that once repentance has been done, then we are commanded to forgive. This is the exact same way that God forgives us. God calls us to repentance. And when we repent, God forgives us. God does not forgive us first, for that would lead us down the path to destruction. It's a path of sin. Therefore, we need to be willing to go to each other humbly, prayerfully, carefully go and forgive that one. one another. Jesus illustrated how we should demonstrate to forgive those who sin against us. In verse 4, he speaks of a scenario where a person sins against you 7 times in one day. Even if a person wrongs you 7 times that day, if he turns to you a 7 times in repentance, then you are to forgive him. If you are truly sorry, you will truly repent. Why do we keep sin against someone? You need to ask for repentance. But go back to that first verse. Temptations are sure to come. We are going to sin. Then repentance is made. Forgiveness is immediately given. This means we desire to offer forgiveness and that we have a forgiving heart. Sometimes we want to excuse ourselves from this command because of nature of the sin. We sometimes think that certain sins are so bad that we don't want to ask for forgiveness. But Jesus does not list any sins that do not demand forgiveness. Sin against us is to be forgiven every time the person returns in repentance. We are not to be the judge of the heart, but be forgivers, just as Jesus forgave us. As you're hearing this teaching, the apostle said the very same thing that I believe we have in our hearts. Increase our faith. When it says increase our faith, in other words, this is hard. It is hard sometimes to forgive. So that's what Jesus was saying. Increase the person, you need to increase your faith. In other words, like I said, this is hard. This is difficult sometimes. It is very difficult sometimes to forgive somebody. The apostles recognized that they needed to have a great reliance and a trust in God so that they can do the hard things God asked them to do. We need to see the same thing. It takes faith in God to not want anger towards someone that sinned against us. It takes increasing faith to forgive people who harm us or sin against us. Faith enables to trust God for all of uncertainties of the future. It is a recognition that we need to deepen our faith in Jesus to be forgiven disciples that Jesus describes here. It's when Jesus is commanding us to forgive seems too great, then is teaching us that we need to grow in our faith. We give these offenses over to God, and we need to avenge ourselves. We need to not be relying on ourselves, but we need to have faith in God that we can do it. We need to not act like the world does when we are wronged, because the world will just turn around, keep on walking. We need not to be selfish. We need not to harm others in return of how they harm us. We need to trust in the Lord. We need to believe in God's promises, that we need to respond in kindness and forgiving. When we repent, we will maintain our relationship with Jesus. And then that reward is so powerful that he will forgive us when we forgive others. Model ourselves after him. Verse 6 contains a great truth for us today. A little bit of faith can accomplish a great deal. We may be looking at our lives and thinking that we cannot be that person. We cannot be gentle. We cannot be faithful, forgiving that Jesus is commanding. A little bit of faith is accomplishing a great deal. Lack of forgiveness breaks our relationship with God. The Bible is very clear that harboring bitterness in our hearts is sin. And if we are actively seeking to kill it, it will break our relationship. So we need to be consistently acting in forgiveness, and our relationship with God will be powerful. We won't experience anything that God has to offer us. We owe others forgiveness even when they don't ask for it. How often do you hold it against someone that they haven't apologized? When you are wronged, we expect someone to come to us and say, "I'm sorry, yes, that's right, things do." You need to do the right thing. However, the Bible doesn't place this on requirement of forgiveness. God commands it, us to be one that starts the transaction. So it might go either way, but you should initiate the transaction. We should go to that person and ask for forgiveness. We need to live a life of forgiveness. Let's turn to Matthew 18, 21 through 35. Matthew 18, 21 through 35. And I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with this parable, but it is very powerful. Parable here, so we're going to read it. Matthew 18, 21 through 35. It says, "Then Peter came to him and said, 'Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and forgive him? Till seven times.' Jesus saith unto him, 'I say not unto thee unto seven times, but unto 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven like unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had began to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But for so much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children, and be that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshiped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of the fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. And he laid his hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me thou what thou owest. And his fellow servants fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what he was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto the Lord all that was done. And the Lord, and then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all thy debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses." This is a kingdom parable. In a kingdom parable, Jesus gives us a glimpse into a very different world. A world that operates according to principles that are often opposed to those of which are familiar. A world that functions as a world was intended originally to function, where Jesus is king. But it matters not whether it's one talent or 10,000 talents. No slave has any hope of paying either of those amounts. When one is in hot water over its head, it matters not whether the depth is 100 feet or 10,000 feet. Both are deadly. The king orders the slave to be sold along with his wife and children, and a common enough practice in that day. The revenue would be applied to the debt but would be drop. Would, this would be definitely a drop in the bucket for that big debt that he owed. In the case of more of modest debt, this would not be possible with the debt was so large. In verse 26, it says that the slave's response is desperate grasping for straws. He knows that he can never repay that debt, but he was buying time. Every day of freedom is one last day of misery. The situation is hopeless, but who can blame the slave for hoping? In verse 27, the miracle happens. The king goes far above what the slave has asked. He grants not just a little more, but forgiveness of that great debt. The unforgiving servant will suffer at the hands of his tormentors until he repays the king all that he owes, the 10,000 talents, an enormous debt that he has no hope for ever repaying. In other words, he can expect to suffer throughout eternity. We enjoy salvation by the grace of God. By this parable warns that God expects us to mend our relationships. We need to mend our relationships with our brothers and our sisters through forgiveness. Eternity is at stake. In verse 35, suddenly Jesus is no longer talking a story about distant king, but he's speaking directly to the disciples and to us. He repeats the warning that he issued earlier on the Sermon on the Mount, where he taught us as God to forgive our trespasses, but warned, but if we do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive their trespasses. So we need to live a life of forgiveness. Now he says that we must forgive from our hearts, not superficially or half-heartedly. That is kind of forgiveness that we need to give. Jesus is expecting full forgiveness. Jesus knows the heart. So when you're going to ask for forgiveness, let it come from the heart. We need to fully ask for forgiveness, not whole, not half-heartedly. We need to give it all when we're asking for forgiveness. How can we manage to forgive like that, especially when we have suffered such, maybe you were very injured, you were injured by that offender. Your heart was in, you know, you just took it on. You really were transformed to a different like liking. Like basically you felt so wronged when that person forgave you. But forgiveness from the heart is possible by the grace of God. First, we need to understand at a deep level on how God has forgiven us. Then, secondly, we need to pray to God and ask for grace so that we can forgive that person that has sinned against us. Forgiveness others and extending grace as you have been shown through grace by Jesus. It can be the one of the hardest things that you may face in your life to forgive sometimes people. The pain and the hurt of others cause, it is real. It definitely is. But the pain of living in bitterness and unforgiveness can poison your soul and destroy you. Don't let unforgiveness destroy you. When you forgive others, you are not saying they did was okay. It's definitely, you're not saying that it was okay. But you're releasing them. You're releasing them to God and letting go. It gives you more clearness in your life. Don't you want to live more powerful and more impactful for God? Forgiveness does this. and does not, and if you do not forgive, you're not being set free from the bitterness and the grudges that you hold in your heart. If you could please stand. Because after that pain comes resurrection. This will give you the newness in life. We will not be bound anymore. It will not hold you back because you don't have that bitterness anymore, because you released it. You released it when you forgave somebody. You can say, you can stay in that bitterness and anger if you want to, but today is a new day, and you are resurrected today in that new life if you ask for forgiveness and be free from all your pain. You see, it takes a little pain to get past the bitterness. It truly does. But once you get past the pain, life is newness. And you have great newness in your heart and in your soul. If we're living a life of forgiveness, you can feel great every day and not live a state in your hopelessness and your bitterness. You can have true peace. You can have true joy. Jesus is waiting for you to make that change today. So live a life of forgiveness. Live a life of forgiveness. Jesus, I pray tonight, God, as we open the altars, God, I pray tonight that every person here that maybe has not forgiven somebody, but tonight you are planting.
Thank you for listening to this Abundant Life Church podcast. We pray it has strengthened your relationship with God and will continue to be a light unto your pathway to heaven. If you have any questions or comments regarding this podcast, please telephone our ministerial team at 262-965-5177 or email us at info@abundantlifechurch.org.